Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. It is Thursday, and I hope things are going well for you. I'm excited today because we're launching out into a new memory verse, and I'm excited to mention that here this morning. And it's Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 30. If you know anything about Proverbs 31, you know it is about the virtuous woman. And this verse is just key for the young ladies that are part of our youth group. And if you are a teenage girl, this is something that you need to think about. And as well as if you're a teenage boy, one day the Lord will have somebody special for you. And you'll hopefully be looking for someone like this Proverbs 31 woman. But let's go ahead and look at it. Proverbs 31 and verse 30 says this: favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. What an excellent verse there. Just goes counter culture to the culture that we're living in now. The emphasis, of course, is just upon beauty and vanity. This verse here puts it in perspective for a woman that feareth the Lord. Now, that's a person that ought to be praised. Proverbs 31, verse 30, one more time. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Excellent verse there. Now we're in Proverbs chapter 20, and we're looking at a passage here that is just filled with so many great things. I want us to notice verse 29 towards the end of this chapter. There's a verse here that is very practical, and I want to point it out because I think that sometimes we miss things like this, but they're extra important. So let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. Now, I mentioned our culture just a second ago, but our culture most of the time is counterintuitive to our Christian mindset. And this is to be expected because of the present day war against absolute truth and really the adverse attitude of the world towards Christianity in general. But the verse above, there are two excellent things that can be said of two very different people groups. Now, according to the Bible, a young person's strength is a virtue that is highly praised. Now don't move away from this, teenagers, because this is really important. The strength that you have as a teenager it is something that ought to be valued in your eyes. And I know sometimes we think that our value may lie in other facets, other characteristics, but really the Lord is saying this: listen, especially young men, the fact that you are able to have great endurance, the fact that you have a lot of energy, these are things that can be used right now at this point in your life to the benefit of others and in service to the Lord. So you know what? Take that energy, take that strength that the Lord has given you and that you have grown in, and use it for God's glory. Maybe that means you need to rake your neighbor's yard. Maybe that means you need to bag some leaves for someone without getting paid. Maybe that means you can lift something for someone. You can hold a door for someone. You can help carry something. You know, we shouldn't always have to be asked to do these things. And the Lord says, hey, this is a virtue in regards to young people that can be highly praised. And so use the strength, the energy, the stamina that you have to do things for God, do positive things for other people, okay? And then the second part of this verse, he speaks about old men. And what does he say here? He says that the gray head is often associated with men who have wisdom. And that's really throughout the book of Proverbs, you find that. The hoary head, the gray head, is a person who has lived life. They have learned some things. They've walked with the Lord. They have acquired wisdom in different ways. Wisdom that comes from experience. Wisdom that comes from knowing and living the Word of God. And so draws attention to that. He says, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. And there's great beauty in older people. Now, listen, our culture wants to say that you know what, people that are young and beautiful and you know have their whole lives ahead of them. Well, now that is really the moment that we are captivated with, you know, young talent and people that, you know, the Bible says, no, wait a second. These people, yeah, there's something to be said of young people, and it is their strength, and praise God for it. But we have to look at the older folks and say, hey, these are some people who have some understanding. These are some people, the gray head, the hoary head. These are people who have lived life, who have gained knowledge through experience and who have wisdom about them. And that's a special thing. That's why teenagers, that you, when you see older people, you ought to gravitate towards them, because those are people that you are going to learn from, and those are people who can teach you something. And so the Word of God here, again, sending us the message that everyone has value, and there are certain characteristics associated with certain groups that are known in the Word of God and ought to be praised and recognized by every Christian. So, strength and the gray hair, just a couple of lessons there for us about those people groups. Listen, you find somebody today that's could be considered an older person, maybe spend some time with them and find out what wisdom they would have to impart to you, and then use your strength for God's glory. All right, before we go, we want to draw attention to our teenager of the day, and it is Briseida. Take some time to pray for her, and I know she'd have be appreciated of that. Listen, thanks for joining us here. We'll be back again tomorrow to study another timeless truth right out of God's Word. Take care.